Hello.
It's Craig, the fourth
Okay.
robot recording man.
We fixed it. Let's
I hit a
go.
bell.
Okay, so now you're about 1 second behind, but I don't think
Good.
that it should be that bad. So, hello, gamers. Welcome to Gamer Podcast Episode 3. So our reception from the last one has been non-existent because we didn't promote it at all. And I think me and Dylan are the only people who've been listening to it. But just wanted to make another one, kind of an update one, because I graduate from high school tomorrow. Yeah, June
Yay.
2nd, 2023. I become a man, even though I'm only 17. I still become a man. I get my piece of paper that says that I'm not a failure, and then I get a W.
I thought you said pizza paper, and I was really confused what that was.
Oh my God. Let me just talk about the graduation process. So this whole week we have to do graduation rehearsals, which I think is stupid, considering that all we have to do is walk on a stage and then take a piece of paper. But apparently that requires 4 straight days of rehearsal.
That's stupid.
So on Tuesday rehearsal, we get our cap and gown, which is, kind of late because
That's a
you think you'd
nice
get the
looking
cap and gown
wall.
before the week of graduation so you could try it out and fix it, but no. And I, as a joke, when I was
There we
ordering my
go.
cap and gown, I said that I was 5'10", as everyone I always talk to is shorter than me, and I like to say that I'm short as a joke. I'm actually like 6'1", so it does not
Uh-oh.
fit. Like whenever I sit down, it just rips. So I've been
Why
trying to
did you
do
do
it
that?
because I thought it would be funny, Dylan. Okay.
You didn't think about ahead how irritating that would be?
No, I didn't. But the more irritating thing, which I have no control over, and that nobody has control over, is the caps. I have a very big head because I'm a very big man, and my hat does not stay on at all. Like, I can either put it over my whole head, but I'd have to put my hair up, and then I'd look like an idiot because I'd look like I was bald underneath it. Or I put it on the back of my head, and I have to keep dealing with it almost falling off. So I picked the second one, and it's been just so annoying. What else did we do? Oh, today. Thursday, June 1st, 2023. We did the walkthrough of the elementary, middle school, and high school, and it was, I thought it would be a lot
Uh-oh.
different than it actually was. I thought it would be like, oh, cool and memorable and fun. No, not really. It was kind of just, boring. I was being a little weird, and I didn't high five any of the kids when they were trying to high five me because I was talking to my friend, which, In hindsight,
Why didn't you high five the children?
in
That's not
hindsight, I probably
nice.
would have done that again, but it was 90 degrees out almost, and I just didn't feel I could not be asked, as my British friends would say. But I got last night was awards night, and I get an award for doing business classes for 4 years and doing my, a bunch of projects business related. So I got this like rope to wear on my neck, and I kept making some off-color jokes with that rope because the ceremony was so boring. It was like 2 straight hours of like the same 5 people winning awards. Like this one guy won over $70,000 in scholarships, and everybody else won like one like ribbon. Which I mean, it's understandable because he was a good student, but like why would you invite all those kids there if only like a few of them are getting awards? Anyway, I'll stop ranting. Tomorrow we have our last rehearsal at noon, so I get to sleep in, which is pretty cool. And then at about 6:30 p.m. is when the walk starts, and then I will finally be done with it. I hate.
Irritating.
Hey, I'm doing hand motions right now to show how much I hate it. I hated high school. It was the worst experience of my entire life. Well, I'm only 17, but I bet it will be one of the worst experiences. It was just day after day of boring nonsense busy work. Me I maybe had one. Some years I had 2 classes that I enjoyed. Every other class, it was horrible. I have to wake up at 6 a.m. every day just to get ready and take a shower. I'd go through each of the 7 classes, just bored out of my mind. I'd be almost falling asleep in some of the earlier period ones. All the field trips were boring. My classmates are.
You had field
Well,
trips?
no, like class field trips.
That's still some.
No,
Fucking
let me tell you a field trip
Simon
story.
Howell's
So
middle
in ninth
school.
grade, I'm in this history class, and we were supposed to go to Washington, D.C. for a week, and it was supposed to be like late March, early April of 2020. And you can guess what happened with that.
Oh.
But don't worry, because as a consolation prize, back in October, I think it was October 1st, 2022, we went as a consolation prize to Philadelphia for one night, and we didn't even go. We literally just went. Have you ever been to Philadelphia at all? I know you're from Pennsylvania. There's this big old
No.
train station that isn't in use anymore, so they just turned it into like market stalls. And I went down there, and we went to this like southern kind of thing, me and my friends. And I got like gumbo or something, and the gumbo was $15. 15.
What is
Gumbo is
gumbo?
like a stew that's kind of spicy, and it's a southern thing. It's like beef stew, but spicy and like thicker. So, except mine is actually seafood because I like seafood more than meat. But okay. So, I don't know why I'm on this tangent, but I need to vent this. I need to vent to someone about this. It's $15 flat. By the time I pay, it's $25. I don't know if the tax rate in Philadelphia is like 500%, because I looked at the receipt and it said service charge, handling charge, food preparation charge, walking to the customer charge, breathing the air of the stall charge. I don't know. It
How
took
long
like
did it
10
take for the food
minutes,
to make?
and it was in pots that were already done. I don't know what they were doing, and it wasn't even that bit. Anyway, the other thing we did there. Adam Sandler was filming a movie called Hustle, and the first night we went on this ghost tour, which was kind of stupid, but I mean you get to walk at night in a city, so it's kind of cool. It's we just got to see like some old haunted buildings and hear some funny stories. And there was two tour groups. One tour group, the one that I was in, had just a kind of boring normal ghost tour. The other tour group saw Adam Sandler. I don't. I'm upsetting myself trying to remember this. Because I was in the
Why
other
didn't you
tour group
get
and we were
to?
like 3 blocks away.
Why
He was driving
didn't you just
right
walk
by
across the
them and they
block?
all got to take pictures and I think he even said hi to them. But nope, not me. We get to hear about it and we get to see the pictures. But nope, didn't get to experience that. Okay, I've been hogging the air too much. What have you been up to?
I worked today, I work tomorrow, and I gotta work Sunday. None of my employees, coworkers want to work anymore. It's just me and the black dude who I work with, who I really like. He's really cool. He, besides me, he's the most
What's
reliable
the
employee.
environment like when it's you two working?
But
Yeah.
me and him, well, I've only worked with him like twice so far, but he, if it's not busy. I mean, we get stuff done fast because me and him are like the most efficient at like
Is
working
he
meat,
also
making
young? Like, how
sandwiches
old is he?
and stuff. But if there's, oh, he's
Cool.
30. He's
Good
got a
for
wife
him.
and kids. I like him a lot. He's cool.
So, tell me about some of your other employees that you work with.
But there's Tay. She's cool, but she's been. I don't know. I guess she just doesn't care about work at all anymore. She's just not been doing shit. Like pulling out bread, doing dishes, preparing, prepping stuff. She's just not been doing that. She got suspended. I don't think she's suspended anymore because she worked last night. But the second I walked in today, I see on the whiteboard an entire list of stuff that was not done last night. None of the glass was clean, but like a whole list of stuff was not
So,
cleaned
does she
last
have
night.
another job and she's just doing that for extra cash, or is that her main job?
Yeah. Now this is her second job that she doesn't care about that much. I don't know what her first job is. She also doesn't have a car. She uses a bus and
Well, I
she's
mean, if you live
25.
in a city, I don't know, I don't care. I don't know if you care about me doxing you, but it's a big city, Pittsburgh. They live in Pittsburgh. So, Pittsburgh, I don't know the public transportation there, but I mean, I don't
I
know
don't
what
know
would be
either.
worse, because Pittsburgh is the second hilliest city in America behind San Francisco. So I don't know. I know like sidewalks can be stairs over there. Like that's how hilly it is.
Yeah,
One of
I
the
know we
most
have the
bridges.
most bridges also, I
I don't think
think.
it's the
I don't know if
most.
in the world
I
or
remember hearing about that, and the guy who counted all the bridges was
it's
like
all up
corrupt or
there.
something. But Anyway, different story, different day. But I don't know if it'd be more difficult to drive around all the hills or to be in a bus on all the hills. I think that going in a bus would be easier. Who knows?
And then the other one
need to work like buses. You can just have a stop instead of need to worry about parking. What were we saying?
The other one. She's 18. She's from Africa. She's cool. I only worked for a few days. She's cool, but she's like, I like her a lot too. I like all my coworkers, but like, I don't know what the hell has been going on with them lately that they just don't want to work. She got suspended for 2 days because she called off without having a reason, and also she's been like just doing really slowly at work. I think just fast food is not her kind of job.
She should work at a slow food job.
No, that's okay. But I like her. She's and the guy the black guy I was working with, Jordan, he was talking to me about her too because I was asking like what the hell has been going on, like why is no work getting done, and he was saying like too like she's a good kid or whatever, but like just not.
Oh, maybe faster, just I not mean anything. If she's from Africa, who knows when she came over? Like it could just be like a culture shock kind of thing. Like how much subways do you think there are in Africa?
I don't know when.
Like a lot of the work over there. Probably barely any. A lot of them are still like not hunter gatherer, but like agricultural or like herder societies, so they're not used to doing all this fast stuff.
Yeah, she was telling me that.
Yeah,
she's
most of Africa outside of the big cities, like I'm gonna get bullied by my history friends. I have to look this up. I'm so stupid. Let me see.
There's also another person too. She was like, I think the system manager. Okay. She got fired.
Abuja. I don't know why I couldn't think of the name, but Abuja, which is the capital of Nigeria, is a pretty growing city, and they have like some technology there. What's the?
And then all the original employees. I've been the longest employee there. I've been working there since February, which I find funny that I've been the longest.
So, do you think it's because of COVID, or do you think it's
reliable?
Just, what? Like, because I know COVID made people a lot lazier.
I was having a conversation with my mom. She thinks, she's saying COVID just made everybody stupid. But like, I'm just so confused why nobody has a work ethic anymore. Like, I really enjoy work. I love work. It's my favorite thing to do, even though it's Subway. I remember having a conversation with Chase. He's like, why do you like Subway?
I like work as well. I don't know.
Because it's fun.
I don't know
I like
what it is, but I just enjoy going into work, and my coworkers are cool.
I like doing work. It makes me feel good. I like doing sandwiches. I'm very good at it, and I
well,
like
I think
doing
it's
it.
The
I like all my coworkers are nice and they're
I
fun.
I think this is more you than me.
Really nice
the
people.
Alternative is staying at home and playing video games that are very difficult and making you angry. So doing something that you can get money for.
That's true. That's the only other thing I do is try to do. Except for right now, I've been playing fucking Power Washing Simulator, which is one of my favorite games ever, which is really stupid because it's such a stupid, boring game, but I don't know.
Are you still
sometimes
playing
I enjoy
it?
Really
like,
stupid,
you
boring,
said you were going to be
competitive thing. Like
what,
Mafia
what level
3.
Are you on?
Yes, I'm still playing it.
Oh, really? How do they get the license to Tomb Raider?
Mansion. I'm only 32% done.
They have
also,
Final
I did all the Final Fantasy DLC.
How does Power Washing
night, and they
Simulator
just
get all the like titles?
And then they just announced like last month that they're making a SpongeBob DLC, and they said it's coming out this summer. So hopefully it's this month or next month. And that I'm very excited
for.
That's going to be so fun to play.
DLC?
I can't wait.
How are they all for
SpongeBob's house?
Like, how are they getting the money to buy the rights to SpongeBob but not charging for it? It's going to be some kind of money laundering thing.
I have no clue, but I don't care. This game is awesome. I don't know. I like boring, repetitive things. Like, this game's one of my favorite. Mafia 3 is almost also one of my favorite, even though people hate that game because of how repetitive it is. I beat the whole game fucking 3 times in a row. I thought it was fun every single time I play it. It is really repetitive,
I don't usually
though,
mind
it's,
repetition,
it's a fun
but
kind
I don't
of repetitive.
Go seeking it like you do. Well, I mean, if you have the
I don't
option
seek
to
it
play
out.
Any game, you choose Power Washing Simulator. I think that's kind of seeking.
Because it's very fun for me. It's actually one of my favorite games ever.
sorry, autism. Viewers at home for that ear violation. I had to whisper that. Didn't want them to hear it.
I got
100% How do you 100% power walking too. Simulator? What are the...
There's only 40, 40, really? There's 40 achievements. Well, that's more than most of the games I have, which are like AAA games. Like, it has more than...
Wait, Jedi Undertale Fallen Order has less than 40 achievements?
Jedi Fallen Order. Gang Beat.
Really? I thought it had like 80.
Yeah. I think Jedi Survivor has 40-something, actually. I didn't check. I gotta get back to that game, but I haven't used my PS5 in a bit. How much does Black Ops 2 have, actually? I'm curious. Because I know Call of Duty's games have a lot, but that's because of the
DLC. I love that all the zombie DLCs are still full price after more than a decade in some cases.
Well, the season pass was just on sale for $15. I don't know if the sale ended or not.
Whenever I play zombies, I lose all of my intelligence.
Speaking of Black Ops 2 zombies, why? You guys stop, because my goal, I don't know whenever I'll reach it. One of my biggest goals is I want to beat every single Call of Duty Zombies Easter egg. But, like, I need a reliable team of three other people. Chase is good at zombies. Carson is not. I don't think he cares about doing Easter egg. He just, like, fucking, like, always waste all of his points on the mystery box. That's it. And then blocks me when I get the ray gun first try, and he doesn't.
That's funny. Okay, well, how would you describe my Black Ops play style? Or my zombies play style?
Well, I only play transit when he died on round 4, so...
Well, you got knocked down first, so I'm, you know...
That's true, but that's because I haven't played transit in, like,
really?
5 or 6 years, and I could not remember the map at all. But no, I need, like, because, you know, every single Black Ops 1 and 3 out of the 6 or 5 Easter eggs in Black Ops 2 require 4 people also. Plus, also, it's hard to get, because only you and me in the friend group are the people who have a source of income.
Don't say how
Nate, but
don't say how Nate makes
he's all against video games now. For
it is 100% legal.
I don't even know how he makes it.
Nate is not a prostitute. That is not what I was leading towards. He does, like, yeah.
Construction. And Nate just saves all his money, spends all his car, which actually looks like he's making good progress so far, so that's good.
One thing wrong to be totally
it looks
not
cool
for weeks.
Well, if you know how to fix it, it's probably good. I need to get a whole team of reliable people. Also, back to the money thing. Only me and you are the people who have a source of income, and every single zombie backpack costs $15.99 each. They all cost $15.99 each to this day still.
Hey, don't say the R word, we're on a thingy. We can't say that. Someone's going to clip you saying that, and then they're going to play it for your college.
I don't care. It's not my fault.
Remember when you were going to be able to go to college for free because your mom worked at that place, and now you can't? Oh, wait, really? I thought she was like a police...
No, she still works there. I still can.
...phone operator now.
That's what she used to be. Now she's a security guard. Not security guard, but watches cameras. I remember I went to work with her the one day, and I thought this is going to be so cool. It's going to be like Five Nights at
Freddy's.
Was
it like bring your child to work there, or did you just randomly go in?
Just randomly go in, but like she had to like ask for permission before she could. The one day I went was the one day where nothing
happened.
Except this homeless guy kept smelling his shoes. That was it.
I love homeless people.
Yes. I guess I don't know what's but I guess there's been like a big homeless
that's
like
everywhere.
Problem increase in Pittsburgh. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that, but I guess there's like more frequently homeless people that, everywhere
that's
now.
That's kind
than
of just an everywhere problem.
But I want to. I keep getting sidetracked. Also, with the Black Ops, zombies. I want to do every Easter egg. Every DLC was on sale, so I just bought the season pass to get all the maps for Infinite Warfare, because Infinite Warfare actually has some pretty good zombies.
I thought everyone. Oh, well, I thought you were saying World at War. I've never played.
I haven't tried Advanced Warfare yet.
The first time I played World at War Zombies, I had just beaten the campaign on Veteran, and I was sitting back. And when I beat it on Hard before, I just shut off the game after I beat it. I didn't really pay attention. So I just let the credits play because I felt so good. And then it put me into a Zombies game, and I was actually like jumping out of my skin because a zombie just attacked me when I was sitting back in my chair. That was probably the scariest zombies thing I've ever heard.
Did you thought?
No, I thought zombies were just like it is in other games. Like they're always available. I didn't think it would just put you into a zombies game after the story.
No, it is. It does have Black Ops 1 also, because you have to beat the story to unlock 5. Normal,
I just shut it off after.
That was actually my first time playing zombies. I will never forget me playing the Black Ops 1 story for the first time. That's why I also think it's a favorite, because it's the only one
that's
I can
like
remember
me with
my
Black
first
Ops
experience
2.
Playing, and it was the greatest fucking gaming experience ever. I was at my friend's house. It was like elementary school, I think 4th or 5th grade. I played Black Ops 1. I never played Call of Duty before this. I had a thing when I was younger. I never played multiplayer games.
I wonder if that's
afraid of
that's
losing.
Overwatch.
So I just barely played games a lot when I was younger because I was just so horrified and terrified of losing. Shut up, Jason. But because I remember, I also had the same thing. Like I was younger. Like my aunt would sometimes play Just Dance, and I'm like, I don't want to try. I'm probably gonna fail easily like that, and then I ended up becoming like
you
the best fucking player I know out of anybody I've met.
Like what? What did you
I
try
know,
that you wouldn't usually
I
try?
I do now.
All you have to do is do what they say, and then you're good at it. Just people don't do that. Like my job being.
Yeah, I don't get
like
why.
My job isn't that bad, but serving is a lot worse than. It's not worse, but it's a lot of memorization. Like. My work has a drink menu with maybe 50 to 80 drinks on it that you have to memorize each one. Or you at least have to memorize, like, categories.
That's,
like, there's, like, probably 10 that are rum, 10 that are gin. I don't even know. But I know there's, like, a bunch of different names. And they're all weird. There's, like, Whaler's Rise, Captain's Daughter, Yingling, or Lingling, I don't know.
I think Yingling is the thing. I've
yeah,
heard
but
that term.
There's so much
like,
they
that
have
before,
to memorize.
I forget what
and
it is
the
exactly,
computer
though.
System... Actually, the computer system seems pretty good, but... Like, if the computer system's ever down, which has happened, like, once or twice, it gets really, really difficult, because I have to do all the transactions on paper.
I think, to reach my goal of trying to do thing, either... I think I'm just going to have to, like, go on, like, random Discord groups or something.
Just
and,
be
like,
careful. The
people
who you meet on Discord are
actually
usually
able,
some
actually be able. What happened to my voice? My voice broke. I know. That's why I'm worried about it.
I would say that I could find them
for
you.
Because fucking Discord is a horrible, even though we're using it right now to record. But that's because the stupid... That's because the stupid Spotify app
this is
like won't
amazing,
let us record.
Amazing app. I love Spotify for podcasters.
Stupid.
They allow me to post my Spotify. For my podcast. Well, that's
true,
kind of my phone
but
issue.
But we can't record automatically on there like we used to.
We talked about this in the last one, but when I downloaded the app on my phone and I pressed, like, there's no invite friends option so we can record. And you can't record with two people on my laptop, which
yeah,
was
I don't
my
know
second
what the
phone.
Deal with that is. Yeah, but I'm going to have to figure that out. I'll try to find a group of people to do the Easter. But, like, I only need to do that with Black Ops 1 and 2. Because Black
Isn't
Ops 1, every single Easter
that,
egg requires 4 people, except for Call of the Dead. But there's also there's
That's
two
what we should
separate
do.
Easter. Like,
whatever,
if you do it with multiple
Whenever you come up here.
Yeah.
You You can just like
yeah, but
you can just like
still only two other people. And I
oh, wait, really?
I don't even. No, you can only do two players.
Well, okay,
you can only
okay. Do two here's the plan. You come up here, and then you kidnap, or like Nate kidnaps Carson or Chase, and then they bring one of their Xboxes, and then we all come up here.
I don't.
No, no. Let's just continue planning a kidnapping on the air. My plant is looking weird.
Okay.
One of my plants has like white, like translucent.
But no,
white,
I'm about to look fine.
Whitish green leaves now. That does not sound good. It doesn't look good either.
Goo.
And
not, yeah, it doesn't. Maybe it's dying.
Oh no.
Maybe it's
when a leaf loses a considerable percentage of the chlorophyll that gives plant a green leaf, the leaf will become translucent or transparent. Damaged roots, inadequate drainage, high. I think I know. Oh yeah.
Have you mentioned on the podcast?
Yeah, I'm into gardening, like, but I don't think I'm very good yet. Well, this is just my first time ever doing it. So, I think it just comes down to bad planning beforehand, because I kind of just bought seeds and then just kind of planted them. I didn't really have any plan going into it, and I'd never done it before. So, one day I literally just got like a little bin, and then I filled it with dirt from like this little area of my front yard that nobody goes to, so no one can see it. And I think I filled it with like 11.5 cups of dirt, because I was using a half a cup measure to make sure I was getting like good amount. And then I planted them, and I had 4 green bean things and one. One of them got super tall. Another one got decently tall. And then they were all doing pretty good. But then I decided to try it and move one of them outside. And it did pretty good because I moved it up early. And then I moved another one like a week later, and it was too tall, so it snapped in half and broke. And I was so sad about that. And then I had this little like self-watering thing, and I put like tomatoes, squash, cucumbers in. But I left them in there for too long, so the roots wouldn't extend in like actual soil. So when I moved them outside, they all immediately died because the roots wouldn't take into the soil. Which is sad. But I have one alive green bean plant outside, and I have 2 that are alive in my room, but they are not doing good. Like the taller one just keeps flopping over. I literally had to stick a ruler into the soil to make it not flop over. We have about a minute before you have to get off the air. So just
I never finished my story of me playing Black Ops Bonds. We gotta work on getting sidetracked. But no, I was 4th, 5th grade. I played it. I was at my friend's house. I tried it for the first time because I never really tried it before, and I always wanted to because I heard it was a good game. The only one I ever tried before was Modern Warfare 2, but like I only played it for like 5 minutes. That was it. I didn't know anything about it, but I played it. Played the first 2 missions. I'm like, this is awesome. Why is this story so good? And then I waited for all my friends to go to sleep. They were all asleep. It was me and 3 other people. They were all asleep on the couch, and I'm like, okay, it's time to finish the Black Ops 1 story. And like, I just couldn't stop. The story was so goddamn good. I'm like, this is the greatest fucking story ever. I gotta see how this continues. And like, that plot twist, I was like, holy shit. And like, my mind was blown, and like, I felt so happy. It was 4 a.m. when I beat it. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do Black Ops 2. And then I fell asleep on like playing the first mission, and I wake up and my friends are like, I think they were playing Black Ops 2 or something, but like my friend told me he like woke up and saw me asleep with like arm hanging off the side of the couch with the controller still in my hand.
We will definitely make another one soon because this has been a lot of fun. Goodbye everybody, and goodbye Craig.
Yeah.